statement of cash flow, we have discussed about the profit and loss statement and the balance sheet, and the cash flow we'll be discussing, because the liquid money is also very important to run the business. What exactly the cash flow works and all. It reflects the liquidity of an organization, periodically prepared, example, daily, monthly and annually. How you are making daily? Because today I'm running a business, every day there's some kind of sales I'm generating. I would be collecting some money, that is known as liquid money. So daily also cash flow statement can be developed. As a hospitality manager, you should be aware what was the yesterday sales, and out of the yesterday sale, what was the cash part and what is the credit card part. For example, if you know the cash part is your money, credit card after one day you will get from your bank, so you are aware of your cash flow, what exactly the money you are carrying under. And prepared of short-term and long-term obligation, cash inflow, sales, other income. So whatever the cash you are getting, how you are getting the cash and all. One is from, obviously, from sales. Majority of the money you are getting from your hospitality sales only. What kind of the sales you are doing? One is you are selling the food. So from your restaurant, you are generating the money, and you are selling the rooms. That is from front office, you are generating the money. You are selling food from banquets. You are selling beverages. You are getting money from your bar and restaurant. These are the cash flow you are getting the sales. At the same time, there is some other income also. What kind of other incomes you would be having in your hospitality industry? Very interestingly, you would be having some other incomes also. For example, I will give you, you are running a restaurant, there is a brand has come to you and they say, I would like to keep my standee with you, I will pay per month 1 lakh rupees. That is known as other income. So you are not doing any sales, but you are generating a revenue out of that. So that is known as a other income. It is also comes under your cash flow. And recovery is from deputies, because you know whatever the payments you supposed to get, you would be getting slowly. That is also very important. And capital recipes, etc. These are the cash flows which you involved in accounting. Cash outflow involves whatever the cash is coming with you, and you need to give that money to run the business. What exactly the cash flow involves is expenses, revenue for the capital nature, payments to the creditors, and the capital expenditure, etc. So whatever the money you are generating, out of the money there are expenses. For example, you have the vendor, you need to pay to the vendor. These are known as the expenses. This is the outflow of your cash. Key characteristics of the cash flow statement. Cash account of income statement and a balance sheet. Beginning and ending balances. For example, I have some money which is carry forward. I have 1 lakh rupee in my bank which is carry forward from last month to this month, and I have generated some sales. In the out of the sales, my expenses have gone and some profitability is there, and the ending part is my cash flow. And the same time, use of funds and daily periodical operations of the business. Whatever the money you are generating, you need to pay vendor bills also. From cash flow only you need to pay the bills. And measures liquidity, fundamental components of the working capital, periodical increase and decrease in various of accounts shown. Whatever the accounts you are maintaining, maybe it increases, maybe it decreases. If your sales and profitability is increasing, obviously your cash flow increases. And at the same time, if profitability and sales are decreasing, your cash flow decreases. So your cash flow will give you clear picture of your business. Classification of cash flow activities. Operating activities of daily operations of business which produces the sales. Obviously you are getting money from your sales only, so your cash flow consists of the sales only. And financial activities involving the raising, spending cash and capitalization, because whenever you are generating a business, you need to spend some kind of money also, which involves a cash flow. And investing activities in other financial options. Sometimes what exactly will happen is, if you have the cash flow, you would be investing that money in other financial instruments also. So cash flow will take care how much money you would be having in with you. Now cash flow statement reports cash effects of company operating during the period, because whenever you are running a business, you should have some liquid money. For example, you are running a business, and you are doing a sales, you are not having any liquid money, means you are doing business without getting any money at all. Cash flow will give you a clear picture for that. And investing transactions and financing, net increase or decrease in cash during the period and cash amount at the end of the period. What will happen is, which we have discussed last. For example, your sales is increasing and your profits are increasing, your cash flow is increasing. And your sales is decreasing and your profitability is decreasing, so cash flow is decreasing. Obviously, you can analyze your business with your cash flow. And guide for decision making in case of excess and short of cash balance on particular occasion. In any kind of occasion is coming, your cash flow is very high, so you can do some kind of marketing activities also. Your cash flow is not there, obviously how can you spend money for your organization? So your cash flow will give you the clear picture. If you are running a business, if you are a hospitality manager, obviously you will call the account department, you would be asking how much liquid money we have. You will understand that, oh yes, as a businessman I would be having some money, I can spend money for my business. So obviously you should have some liquid money. That is the reason, as a operational, as a hospitality manager, you should be aware of your cash flow, what exactly is happening. Revenues. So you would be generating a money. So whenever you are generating a money, you should have the revenue also. What exactly is revenue under? Going concept of the business, producing products or providing services and exchanging them with the customer at agreed rate of price. So how you are generating a revenue? For example, I am running a hospitality industry. In the hospitality industry, what are the revenue models I would be having? One is a restaurant model I have. One is selling the rooms model I have. One is a room service model I have. One is bar and restaurant model I have. Indirectly, directly, what I am doing is I am exchanging the products combined with the services with the customers, and I am generating a revenue. So exchanging the services and food products with the customers, and we are generating a revenue. Existing as well as new product services, step one, process of generating revenues and receiving money from customers and production services, which we have discussed. For example, as a customer, if I walk into your hospitality industry, whatever the food product you have prepared with the great service you would be serving, and the same time you would be charging also. Indirectly, directly, you are combining your product and service, you are serving to the customer, and you are generating the revenue. Various payment methods of the customers. So whatever the customer is getting your product and service, he might be having the different type of payment methods. What exactly? He can pay by cash and he can pay by checks, and the same time he can pay with a credit or a debit card and electronic transactions also. These are the payment methods. Whatever the revenue you are generating. Revenue generating means you are getting money from the customers. You are getting money in various modes of the payments. What he may pay by cash or a check or a credit card or a debit card, maybe electronic transfer also can be happened. These are the mode of the payments. And sale transaction record through period of sales, POS. So what will happen is, whenever you are doing a sales, you would be having the sales transaction in computer. So you will understand that what sales are happening. And a periodical recording, step one, payments of purchase and expenses. Now you have generated a business here and you have generated a revenue. So to prepare the product and to develop the services, you need to spend money also. It comes under expenses. Revenue receipt minus revenue payments is the profit. Indirectly, directly, if I say in a simple manner, I have purchased the product for the 20 rupees and I spend for the services 20 rupees, 40 rupees is my cost, and I sold for the 100 rupees, 100 rupees minus 40 rupees, the 60 rupees is my profit. It's simple. So whatever the product I am giving, whatever the I am adding the services, what expenses are involved, everything combined minus, that is known as a profit. What is the formula for that? Rate versus volume is equal to revenue. What is the volume? Number of units sold, served, received, etc. For example, my food product is costing 100 rupees. I have sold 100 products. 100 into 100. That is my revenue. So what are the units you have sold? You have a room. You have the hotel. It consists of the 100 rooms. Today, your all rooms are full, means you are able to sell your 100 rooms. So your revenue equal to number of units is coming. That is known as your revenue model. So total rooms revenues, total available rooms, average rate and occupancy. For example, you have the 100 rooms and your occupancy is only 50 rooms. So your occupancy level is 50% only. So indirect level, your revenue will be low because your occupancy is only 50%. For example, you have 100 rooms and your full rooms are 60. So your occupancy is 60%. So maybe your revenue is growing. That way you can analyze your room sales as well with the revenue. Market segment characteristics. Defines customers' terms of expectations, preferences, buying behavior patterns, why traveling is... See, whatever business you are running depend on the customer. If you are able to understand the customer pattern, customer taste, what exactly the customer wants, obviously you can run a great restaurant and great hospitality. As a hospitality manager, you should know the customer expectations as well. At the same time, more specific informative available for room revenue maximization. So what exactly will happen is whenever you are doing a rooms business, you should give the more knowledge to the customer, then only your rooms revenue will be more. And a distinctive characteristic in each segment, whatever the segment you would be having, if you are innovative in that segment, your sales will be more. As a hospitality manager, you should concentrate on these are the segments you need to concentrate. Market segment types, weekday and weekends. For example, if you are running a restaurant, and in that restaurant, what are the weekday sales and what are the weekend sales? Obviously, weekend sales will be high because weekend, the customers are holiday mode. So, they come to your restaurant and they dine in and they pay you, because that is the reason always weekend sales are more compared with the weekday sales. And the transit travels, so you are running a business hotel where your rooms are there. And your city is A grade or B grade city. There are people come here for the businesses. They stay 2 days or 3 days in this city. So what exactly will happen is they stay with you or they pay you. So this business transaction can happen as a transit also. And the same time, group travelers. What exactly will happen is I am running a travel company. So I would be having my guest who are the travelers as a group come to the city. So I have tie up with you. My group comes and they stay with you. I will pay. Here I will give you more discount to you because I am getting a group sales. Contract market travels. What exactly will happen? I am running a business. My business managers are roaming around A grade cities and B grade cities, C grade cities for the business purpose. So I have a tie-up with a different hotel. So that hotelier has a tie-up with the business traveler. So where he is getting the fixed business. This is also one mode of business revenue. Market segment, group rate of rent, decision of making factors, number of rooms to be used. Whatever rooms I have, if I don't use, my revenue will be lost because I already invested. The rooms are vacant. Whatever expenses are going, the expenses are going now. So my occupancy should be very high. Then only I can make a good revenue out of that. Number of nights charge and the volume of rooms to be used. This is also very important. Out of 100 rooms which I have, occupancy is 60%. Obviously, the revenue is more. Occupancy is 50%. Occupancy is less means revenue is less. Factors for successful hotel business. Satisfied customers. See, now that comes to the customer, because what revenue we have discussed is you are exchanging the product and you are exchanging with the service with the customer. Means end of the day you are making a revenue from the customers. If you are unable to give satisfaction to the customer, so the customer repetition might not happen. So as a hospitality manager, you should be satisfied customers, and the same time satisfied employees, so those who are interacting with the customer to give the wonderful product with the service. So your employees are happy, they will give great service to the customer, so that you will get repeated customers. So if you are getting repeated customer, your sales will be high. Your sales are high means your revenue is high. Your revenue is high means your profitability is high. So indirectly everything is linked. So you should have satisfied customers and consumers, and you should have satisfied employees and sufficient cash flow or a profitability, because you should have cash flow. If you have cash flow, then only you can pay to the vendor. If you are paying vendor, then only they will deliver the products. If they are delivering the product, then only you can supply to the customers. Indirectly, you should have a good cash flow also. What is profit? Revenue minus expenses equal to profit, which we have discussed. If your revenue is 100 rupees, your expenses is 60 rupees, means your 40 rupees is your profit. And the levels of profit, what exactly the levels of profit is? Department profit, which we have discussed. As a hospitality manager, you might be having some departments like bar and restaurant, multi-cuisine restaurant, room service and banquets and rooms you would be selling and all. These are the different department. Which department is giving more profit, you can analyze with the department profitability. And house profit and gross operating profit also, net house profit and adjacent gross operating profit, profit before and after taxes. What will happen is these are the taxes you are unable to control. So as a hospitality manager, so where are the controllable profits are there? Before the taxes you are controlling. For example, before taxes your profit is 40 rupees, after paying the taxes the profit is 30 rupees. You are 40 rupees more concentrated because you are unable to control the taxes, but you are controlling your expenses also. So profit before or after taxes also, the P&L statements give you the clear picture. Now department profit, what department which we have discussed, what exactly the department profit is? Department operations as a fundamental stone, and different operations in a department, you might be having different department and different kind of operations also there in department. Revenue centers and profit centers, and the largest profit department, rooms, restaurant and beverages and banquets. As a hospitality, these are the largest departments which gives you more revenue. Rooms will give you more revenue because you spend once and you keep on getting the rental from the rooms. And at the same time, restaurant beverages also gives you more profit where you are spending more money in terms of the food cost. Departmental P&L statement, you can analyze these are the department P&L statements. And department revenue minus department expenses, obviously whatever the department is generating the revenue, if you minus the department expenses, so the department profitability will come to know. If you combined all department profitability, you will come to know your organization profitability. Now house profit or a gross operating profit, what exactly it is the next level of profitability after total departmental profit, other indicative expenses of daily operations and expense centers and overhead and no revenue. Because in your P&L statements, there is some overhead expenses also there, which we will be discussing now. And general admin and heat and light, power, sales and marketing expenses would be there. In P&L statement, there are a utility cost would be there, rental would be there, marketing and sales expenses would be there. These are the expenses. If you minus, then only you will get the profitability. Total department profit minus total expenses center cost deduction from the income, then only you will get the profitability. Net house profit or adjusting gross operating profit. This is very important because after getting the profit also, there are few expenses are there. If you minus, then only you will get the net profit. The fixed expenses are overhead expenses or investment factor, non-controllable expenses, which we have discussed. There are the rent is there. So rent you cannot control. So that is also expense. That is also expense, but uncontrollable expenses. It always takes care of, as a hospitality manager, you always takes care of where are the controllable expenses. For example, you are running a hospitality business. Your food cost is 28%. Your utility cost, where the electricity is there, water charges are there, the pest control is there, maintenance is there, expenses are 20%. So you may control that P&L, you may control your P&L with controllable of food cost and utility cost, but you cannot control the rent, you cannot reduce your rent, right? So obviously, house profit or gross operating profit minus the fixed expenses. Now, profit before and after taxes, what exactly it is? Profit before and after taxes, which we have discussed, then I'll go further. I will explain you. Generally, net house profit is equal to adjusted gross operating profit, profit before tax. I will explain you in a small manner. Whatever the profit you are generating, there are two kind of profits under. One is before tax, one is after tax. Before tax means, for example, out of 100 rupees, I have generated 40 rupees profit. Out of 40 rupees, I need to pay tax as a 10 rupees. So my after tax profit is 30 rupees, before tax profit is 40 rupees. So before tax profit is my controllable, after tax of the profit is not controllable and all. So before tax is always my baby, I need to take care of that profitability only. Thank you.